Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Very interestingly, recently, we received a feedback from one of the listeners, Mrs. Lalita Gupta, and she sent such a beautiful poem for the Vintage Bhajan series. She says, "Every gem of Sai Bhajan Vintage is indeed his eternal holy heritage. Throbbing with his life, pulsating with his grace, vibrating with his presence, soothing with his blessings. Nectarine are his lyrics, melting are his tunes. Lilting is his every rhythm, universal is his every hymn. They take me to the depths of my being, to let go all and merge in his being." Wow, so beautiful. Thank you so much, Ms. Lalita Gupta, and dear listeners, for all of you who have been sending such encouraging, lovely, beautiful feedback for us to keep this program going. And today we have a beautiful bhajan adoring our Lord, our beloved Bhagwan as Sai Rama, Dina Dayala Shri Sai Rama. Here is how the first line goes.
Dina Dayala Shri Sai Rama.
So this is what we will learn now. So let's begin getting familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan. Then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. We will take every word of this bhajan and explore its meaning, explore its depth, explore how we can connect to Swami through this bhajan. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Dina Dayala Sri Sai Rama Jagadodhara Prashanti Rama Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama Ananda Rama Sadananda Dhama Atmabhirama Prabhu Sai Rama.
Now that you know the lyrics, here is the tune of the bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu and Anirudh will now give you a slow, accurate demonstration of the tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Dina Dayala Sri Sai Rama. 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 Jagadodhara Prashanti Rama. Jagadodhara Prashanti Rama. Jagadodhara Prashanti Rama. Jagadodhara Prashanti Rama. Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama. Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama. Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama. Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama. Ananda Rama Sadananda Dhama. Ananda Rama Sadananda Sadananda Dhama. Ananda Rama Sadananda Dhama. Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama. Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama. Atmabhirama Prabhu. ప్రభు సాయి రామా ఆత్మాభిరామా ప్రభు సాయి రామా ఆత్మాభిరామా ప్రభు సాయి రామా శ్రీ సాయి రామా.
సో దట్స్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ మెలడీ అడోరింగ్ అవర్ లార్డ్ ఎస్ సాయి రామ. బ్రదర్ శ్రీనివాసులు డెమాన్స్ట్రేటెడ్ ద ట్యూన్ ఆఫ్ ద భజన్ వెరీ స్లోలీ వితౌట్ ఎనీ మ్యూజికల్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్. హోప్ఫుల్లీ నౌ యు హావ్ గాట్ an idea of how this bhajan flows, and for those of us who are keen students of music and would want to play this in our musical instruments and learn more about the technical structure of this bhajan, Anirudh is here with us to share his insights on this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the makeup of this bhajan?
Sai Ram Vishu.
Sai Ram.
This wonderful bhajan is based on rag Sindhu Bhairavi in the Carnatic classical music. Or we say it Bhairav in the Hindustani classical music. It's one of my very, very favorite ragas. And you see, there are many bhajans, compositions in this raga Sindhu Bhairavi. First, let me take you through the notes of the raga. Then we can talk about the bhava of the raga. What all notes give the feel.
Yes.
Which enhances the connect in this raga. Sa re komal ri ga komal ga ma pa da komal da ni komal ni sa ni da pa these are the basic set of swaras which form Sindhu Bhairavi. And apart from these notes, you have the other shuddha notes also coming according to the usage of the phrases of the raga. Something like sa ga re ga ma re sa. So there, if you would have noticed, we have used the shuddhri. Sa ga re ga ma re sa. So an example which comes to my mind where the shuddhri is used as a starting itself is shyama sundara shuddhri hari govinda komal re bol. So this is a typical example to show the two beautiful rees of Sindhu Bhairavi. And of course, in most of the Sindhu Bhairavi bhajans, you have the two dhas, the shuddha dha and the komal dha.
Dha ni sa da pa ma ga ma re sa. Dha,
this is a shuddha dha.
Dha ni sa da,
the second one is komal dha. So in the bhajans, you have
Ashrita Deena Janavan Ranga La 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 La.
And you have many bhajans which are in Sindhu Bhairavi, which is a very, very long list.
Parteshwara Parameshwara Pavananama Saishwara Hari bol, hari bol, hari hari bol, Mukunda Madhava Govinda bol, Raghunandana Raghava Rama Hari, Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Janaki Jeevana Ram.
And many more bhajans. Dhanya ho Ishwaramba.
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Veera Maruti Gambheera Maruti Ramam Bhajo Raghu Ramam Bhajo.
One thing I have observed in many of these bhajans is, it is my personal observation, that this raga has some magic to make people connect instantly to God. At least wherever, whenever Sindhu Bhairavi bhajans are sung, it is just meditative.
Yes.
The maybe the technical structure of the raga itself brings lot of bhava. It means the raga itself contributes so much to the bhava.
Yes.
In these bhajans. If you see Dhanya Ho Isharamba.
Yes.
Premamai Sai Ma Jnanamai Sai Ma.
So the raga itself has a lot of emotion, and though all bhajans may sound little similar in terms of the technical structure because the notes are defined, like many bhajans will go through
la 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 ta ra 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 ra,
but each one has its own beauty and making you connect to Swami. So I feel Sindhu Bhairavi is one of the very, very favorite ragas of mine, and instant connection I get when, yes, I sing Sindhu Bhairavi. The simple namavali is like Hari Bol Hari Bol, Ramam Bhajo. The raga adds a lot of feel and bhava, as I said before.
I think because you have so many soft notes,
yeah,
and you also have the freedom to use the shuddha notes to amplify the effect of the soft notes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what, because in many meditative bhajans you will have the komal re.
Exactly.
You will have the komal ni when you have really give that effect of pining and the longing.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of freedom actually in this raga to express some of those
very deep
emotions. Yeah.
I agree with you with this discussion with regard to the technical structure.
Yeah.
But if you go one step higher also in terms of the bhava,
yeah,
where I know the backbone of any musical rendition is behind the swaras behind it.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say, the swaras supplement the vibes.
Yes.
To enhance feel of the bhajan.
Yeah, I mean the technical structure of the raga lends itself, yeah, very easily to express very deep,
exactly,
emotions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maybe you should do a small alap, Anirudh, just to give everyone a flavor of the raga. And since this is a raga you love the most, maybe you can just go free flow into the stream of this raga.
I shall definitely try.
Ah,
bit of a beautiful song rendered by Srimati Kaushiki Chakravarti, and it is a must listen for all the Sindhu Bhairavi lovers, and not only Sindhu Bhairavi lovers, to anyone who wants to connect to God through music. Beautiful song, and I recommend all listeners to go to the YouTube and listen to her live rendition. In that, the initial alap is so intense and pining that you will really get lost into the raga listening to that alap. So when I was doing the alap and the bhajans, I was reminded of this Tum Aajana Bhagwan. It's a beautiful song.
Another bhajan comes to my mind.
Govinda Hare, Gopal Hare.
In that also the higher lines like
Meera ke Prabhu Giridhar Nagar, Meera ke Prabhu Giridhar Nagar, Meera ke Prabhu Giridhar Nagar, Giridhar
When you sing Giridhar Nagar,
yes.
Another song which is a Meera composition.
Jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, tose preet todi, Krishna kon sang jodo.
Wow. You don't want to come out of this.
Yeah. It is
mood of this joy of diving deep into the bliss of Sindhu Bhairavi. Anyway, let's discover the bliss of this bhajan. So let's explore the swaras that lend so much of beauty to this lines, Deenadayala, Shri Sai Rama.
Yeah, so let's take the first line.
Deenadayala, Shri Sai Rama. Pada-sa-sa-niri-sa-ni-da-pa-ma-ga-ga-pa-da-ni-da-ni-da-pa Jagadodhara Prashanti-rama Pada-pa-ma-gari-gari-sa-sari-ga-ma-ma-ri-ri-sa Anatharakshaka Anandarama Dadama Dasa Sasa Sarigari Rigarisa Dadama Dasa Sasa Sarigari Rigarisa Sai Rama Pada sa sa niri sa ni da pa ma ga ga pa da ni da da ni da pa Pada sa sa niri sa ni da pa ma ga ga pa da ni da da ni da pa Atmabhirama Prabhu Sai Rama Padasa Sarisa Nidapamaga Gapada Nidama Gari Gari Sa Padasa Sarisa Nidapamaga Gapada Nidama Gari Gari Sa.
Because there are lots of swaras when you listen to the technical structure.
The lines like
Atma Bhirama,
so that it may be a bit Carnatic oriented rendition, but when the notes are clear, I think we can practice according to the notes.
You
can easily glide.
Yeah, and maybe once we can start the swaras, then
la 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 la.
So we can do this kind of practice and then get with the sahityam, that's the lyrics.
Atma Bhirama.
Yes. And what is the beat?
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, the regular Aditalam or Keherva in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Deena Dayala Shri Sai Rama. Deena Dayala Shri Sai Rama. Jagado Dhara Prashanti Rama. Jagado Dhara Prashanti Rama.
Beautiful, lovely bhajan. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you,
Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So we now come to the aspect of bhava. We are done with the raga. We are done with the tala. Bhava is why we do bhajans in the first place. It is the fulcrum of any bhajan. We have to learn, we have to internalize the bhajan before we can offer it to the Lord. And to internalize it, we should know what is being communicated through the bhajan. So let's take every line. We begin with the first line.
Deenadayala Sri Sai Rama.
Deena means forlorn or destitute. Dayala means one who showers his mercy, or one who bestows daya, compassion. Shri is used to denote respect. In 2001, the middle-aged Chinnanagamma, a mother from the Gadirajpalli village near Puttaparthi, had darkness staring into her. Her future seemed bleak because her husband had recently passed away and she had 4 young children. She had no land of her own, she had no house to stay, she was illiterate. Life was as dark as it could be. She didn't have even means to provide 1 square meal a day. And to make matters worse, none of her kith and kin came forward to bail her out of her pathetic situation. She was only crying out to Bhagwan, crying out to God, "Oh God, if you exist, please come to my rescue." And her prayers were not in vain. After a few months of her suffering, she heard from someone that Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba was starting a project that would rehabilitate destitutes like her, and anyone deserving could come and register themselves for this new project. Immediately she came to Puttaparthi with her children and met the people concerned. She told them her story. Everyone was very moved. They registered her and told her that they will intimate her in the near future. Chinnanagamma went back home with a lot of anticipation, but there was no word from Puttaparthi. And now she started having her own doubts. Is this one of the projects, like many government schemes, which are non-starters? Or did they not find her deserving enough? Or is it that they found someone else whose plight was more severe than hers? All these thoughts are plaguing her mind, and a few days later, when she was returning from the forest after taking the cattle for grazing, a policeman accosted her, and after inquiring her name, the policeman then broke the news to Nagamma. He said, "You have been called by Bhagwan Baba
to stay in Puttaparthi along with your children. She could not believe her ears. She was so convinced now that if at all there was a God, it is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Very soon Nagamma, along with 80 others, became a happy resident of the Satya Sai Nagar at Kamavaripalli behind Prashant Nilayam Ashram complex. And each of them had a story to tell about how compassionate Bhagwan had been to them. The Satya Sai Nagar is the result of the Satya Sai Dinajanodharana project taken up by the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust in 2001. The project had its genesis when Bhagwan in that year made a declaration that he would take up the cause of as many destitutes as possible and rehabilitate them. Bhagwan recounted how he was moved on hearing the news of a mother who committed suicide by consuming poison after feeding poison to her three children because she could not combat the abject poverty they found themselves in. And Bhagwan declared in that thundering discourse that he would provide food, shelter and clothing to as many destitute children as possible, besides educating them to be self-reliant. And action followed after that with lightning speed, and construction began for two-room tenements to house the first-come orphans and destitutes, converting Bhagwan's own flower orchard into a housing colony. Swami himself laid the foundation stone for the project. 60 boys from such families were selected from Bukkapatnam, Kottacheruvu and Puttaparthi mandals. Some among them had no mother, some had no father, some had no one to call their own. But as soon as they came to Prashantanilayam, they found a loving mother, a loving father in Bhagwan. Swami gave them clothes, suitcases, blankets, blessed them with his kind words, sent fruits and sweets every now and then, waited for them during darshan time. Sevadal volunteers started taking informal classes according to the age of the boys until they were formally accepted in the upcoming school at Sai Nagar, and the boys were ranging from 4 to 14 years. There were 10 mothers and 60 children. On June 19, 2002, on the holy occasion of Guru Purnima, Bhagwan inaugurated the fully completed Satya Sai Nagar. The grateful boys sang songs of gratitude while the mothers watched them from a distance with tears in their eyes. And Bhagwan was totally lost in the innocent love of the young children as they sang those soulful songs. Later on November 22, 2002, Bhagwan handed over a check of rupees 60 lakhs to Sri Paramahansa, the project in charge, in the presence of the then President of India, late Sri APJ Abdul Kalam. Bhagwan declared that the money was to be used for making a fixed deposit of 1 lakh rupees in the name of each boy. Today, all these 60 children have completed their schooling and graduated from the schools in Prashantanilayam and are now very well settled in their lives with decent jobs and looking after their families happily, even as they thank Bhagwan every moment of their existence for what they have become today. And the most interesting thing is, after Swami started this project in Puttaparthi, almost in all the districts of Andhra Pradesh, devotees started similar projects, and each one was bigger and grander than the other. The one in Puttaparthi seemed like it was just a trigger and a role model. Limitless compassion cascaded from that moment towards orphans and destitutes all over the state. Dina Dayala, Sri Sai Rama, he is the one whose heart overflows with compassion for Dinas. His heart is full of Daya for the disadvantaged. He is that Sai Rama. He is that Sri Rama. Now come as Sai Rama. Let's move on to the next line.
जगदो धारा प्रशांति रामा.
जगतो धारा comes from जगत and उद्धारा. उद्धारा means uplift. जगतो धारा means the one who redeems the entire world. प्रशांति रामा, the Sai Rama of Prashantanilayam. Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, a long-standing Sai devotee, narrated how Bhagwan asked her and her husband to relocate to the US sometime in the 80s. And her husband went ahead of her, and she joined him 2 months later with her young twin sons. And as she got ready to leave India, her baggage kept becoming heavy because of the various items she had to take from family and friends to pass on to their relatives in the USA. And Mrs. Geeta's father, Mr. Padmanabhan, remarked how she wasn't following Swami's teachings and said, "Geeta, Swami says less luggage, but you are carrying so much." And the father and his daughter argued about this in the car, and then they were coming towards Vrindavan for Swami's darshan, and after they reached, Bhagwan asked Mrs. Geeta, "What, Padmanabhan as usual was scolding you?" And Mr. Padmanabhan said, "Swami, she is not listening to any of your teachings. She is taking 3 suitcases." And Bhagwan said, "Why are you worried? It is her suitcase. Let her carry what she wants." And Padmanabhan said, "But Swami, it is very heavy. She cannot even lift it." And then Swami said, "Are you lifting it? I will lift her suitcase. You don't worry." And Swami said this and everything was calm, and they all just actually laughed because it was the way Swami said it. It was in jest. And Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram boarded the flight and landed in the USA. And just as her father had predicted, now she could not carry her suitcases because they were really heavy. She was struggling to put them onto the trolley after landing there in San Francisco. Moreover, her young sons were running here and there, and she was in complete chaos because it was very difficult for her to manage so much of luggage and the 2 little ones. Somehow she managed to put all the suitcases on the trolley, and suddenly there was an announcement on the PA system calling out her name, asking her to come to the Singapore Airlines counter. And when she went there, a lady told her that a gentleman was waiting to help her with the luggage. And Mrs. Geeta thought her husband probably had sent someone to assist her. Since this was the first time Mrs. Geeta was going to USA, many papers had to be cleared, and all this time this person stood by her. In fact, when they went to the customs clearance counter, this person even asked the personnel at the counter, "Are you going to open up all the suitcases? This poor lady has been here for such a long time." And somehow, listening to the plea of this person, the people at the counter just cleared Mrs. Geeta's luggage instantly. And after that, she came out of the airport, her husband was waiting for her, and they went into the car. And just before that, she thought she will pay something to this gentleman who has been so kind. And she searched for the person, and to her utter surprise, there was no one around. Suddenly, he was not there. She was very surprised, very taken aback. And then, once inside the car, she started narrating everything to her husband, and that's when suddenly it struck her. "Oh my God! Swami had said, I will carry her luggage. Why do you worry?" And she went speechless. She was in tears. And the story does not end there. The next day in India, after her father met Bhagwan in Vrindavan, Swami asked, "You were right, Padmanabhan. Why did Geeta carry so many suitcases? They were so heavy." And when her father called her later and informed her about this, Geeta was now simply crying. She resolved that even if Bhagwan asked for help, she would never ask him to lift her luggage. How could she have Bhagwan do that for her? So much later, when she came to India and she had a chance to be with Bhagwan in the interview room, she said, "Swami, I made you lift my heavy suitcases. I am so sorry, Swami." And Bhagwan said, "I came to lift the burden of the world. How do your suitcases matter?" He is that Jagatodhara for each one of us. He is that Lord of Prashant Nilayam who every moment of our lives is bearing the burden that we are carrying. And he is doing that for each one of us in this world. That is why he is Jagatodhara. He is my Sai Rama, he is your Sai Rama, he is everybody's Sai Rama. Jagatodhara, Prashanti Rama, the Sai Rama who descended in Prashanti Nilayam. Let's move on to the next line.
Anatharakshaka Anandarama.
Anatha is orphan, Rakshaka is protector, Anandarama, the one who revels in bliss. So Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama is one who is the protector and who is always in bliss. And Swami says that there is no anatha in this world. There is no one who is an orphan. If at all there is an orphan in this world, it is only God, because God does not have anyone to support him. There is no one whom God can go to if he has a problem. But all of us, if you have a problem, we have him with us. Swami says no one is anatha. And he is Anandarama because he is only happy protecting each one of us. He is always in bliss. That is what is conveyed in Anatha Rakshaka Anandarama. We move on to the subsequent line.
Anandarama Sadanandadhama.
Ananda means bliss. Sadananda means always in bliss. Sada is eternal. Bhagwan had given Professor Kasturi a house which was on the right of the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. And in fact, Swami had named that row of houses there as Vrindavan. Swami also used to call it Gokulam because there was a prominent structure there which was a pen for a few cows. And it was only few people there. And why was it Vrindavan and Gokul for Bhagwan? Well, one day Bhagwan ventured into the backyard of the very first room of Vrindavan, and while Professor Kasturi and his family were peering into the northern distance to spot Bhagwan, somehow Swami managed to get through the back door of the house and he walked unnoticed along a narrow gap between house number 6 and 7, slided from behind Professor Kasturi's house. And like a child, as Professor Kasturi was looking in the front, Swami came from behind and quickly placed his palms in front of Kasturi's eyes and he says, "Tell me who? Tell me who?" And Professor Kasturi, who knew the beautiful, beloved Swami that he always lived with, was only a cascade of tears. To what extent the Lord goes just to fill our lives with such beautiful ecstasy, how he sends us into raptures of bliss. And why does he do it? Because he is that bliss and he wants us to be always in bliss. That is what is conveyed here. Anandarama, Sadanandarama. This Rama is always in bliss. And he ensures that each one of us always also is in that bliss. He is here to only grant us that permanent happiness, that prashanti. Let's think of these blissful moments as we sing this line. Anandarama, Sadananda Rama.
Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama.
We come back again to Anatha Rakshaka Ananda Rama and then we move on to Atmabhirama Prabhu Sai Rama.
Atmabhirama Prabhu Sai Rama.
Talking about Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram's experiences again, once when Bhagwan called a few devotees for interview and Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram also was there, there was one particular lady in that group who was continuously asking Swami to come to her town. And somehow, even though she asked many times, Swami was ignoring her, but she persisted continuously. And finally, Swami just looked at her sternly and Swami said, "What? I have not only come to your town, but I have come to your home." And she said, "No, Swami. You have not come, Swami." And then Swami immediately asked, "How is the seva going on in your town?" And she said, "Swami, it is going on well." In fact, in those days, Swami used to suggest that every day one should keep a morsel of rice away as one prepares their meal, and someone should collect all this rice, and then the poor should be fed with this rice. We have to curb our desires, and whatever we can save from whatever we can conserve and preserve, we should serve the needy. So this lady started speaking about the service activities in her town because she was in charge of the service activities. And after she finished everything, Swami said, "Very happy, very happy." And then Swami asked, "Tell me, were you serving these people 2 rupees rice or 5 rupees rice?" And this lady said, "Swami, different people bring different kinds of rice." Swami said, "I am not asking about other people. I am asking about what you used to do. Which rice were you giving for the poor?" And now this lady became silent and she was a little bit reluctant and hesitant. And she said, Swami, we used to give good rice, Swami. And Swami immediately retorted. Swami said, what? For poor people, you used to give 2 rupees rice. But for your family, you used to have 5 rupees rice. The 2 rupees rice is not cleaned. There are stones in it. And that is what you are using to serve the poor. But even then, this lady somehow was defending herself and she was trying to say, no, Swami, no, Swami, I'm giving good rice only, Swami. And Swami immediately got up from the chair and Swami said, you don't believe me? 2 years back, I came to your house as a beggar and you gave me rice which you had saved for Narayana Seva. You got it in a red cloth and gave it to me. You don't believe me? Wait. And Bhagwan went inside, came out with the same red bag that she had given to Bhagwan when he came there as a beggar. And Swami showed that red bag and said, did you not give this to me? And now, the lady was just sobbing and sobbing and crying. Swami says, if you don't feel love, it's better you don't serve. If you cannot see Sai in the person whom you are serving, then better you don't serve. Because otherwise, instead of earning merit, you only will be earning demerit. And when can we serve in a manner that we earn merit? When we can see Sai in others, when we can see how Rama is present in every Atma. That's what is conveyed in this line, Atma Abhirama. The same Rama, that same Sai Rama is there in every Atma. And he is the same Prabhu Sai Rama. He is the same Lord Sai Rama. Very meaningful line, dear listeners. If you only can ruminate on these thoughts as we sing these beautiful phrases for the Lord, our lives will be uplifted with just one bhajan. Let's sing this bhajan once again, filling ourselves with these elevating, sublimating thoughts so that every bhajan takes us one step closer to Bhagwan, fills us with more love towards His lotus feet.
Deenadayala Shri Sai Rama Shanti Rama దయాల శ్రీ సాయి రామ జగదోధారా ప్రశాంతి రామ సాయి రామ దీన దయాళ శ్రీ సాయి రామ
Brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Dear listeners, if you have any queries or comments, any feedback, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, and I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and I will be back for a fresh episode this week of Outside Inside Deep Inside. And today we are going to have a beautiful session reminiscing the sweet moments of the Telugu Stream's 6th anniversary celebrations, which just concluded a couple of days ago. So very beautiful memories, very beautiful experiences of living in His presence and feeling His grace. All that coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam with Prem and Harishankar. Thank you so much. Sadam.